We need to talk about this.
Let's do it.
I think you guys have made a mistake.
Yeah, so, I mean, nobody can deny that Donald Trump is partly where he is in the polls because of the media coverage.
Yeah.
And our big statement is that Donald Trump is not a serious candidate. He's an entertainer.
But you can't do that. You were new, like, you along with the Huffington Post Washington bureau chief, it's Ryan Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote this month, or last month, explaining your decision not to cover the campaign of Donald Trump as part of your political coverage. And this is what you said. You said, Trump's campaign is a sideshow. We won't take the bait. If you're interested in what the Donald has to say, you'll find it next to our stories on the Kardashians and the Bachelorette.
Okay, except, Danny, he's in first place by a mile in Iowa, in New Hampshire, in South Carolina. Republican establishment members are now starting to say this guy may be the nominee.
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders may or may not be in first place in New Hampshire, but Mika has to go to C-SPAN to watch coverage of him. Because of Donald Trump's celebrity, he's getting this perpetuating, nonstop, wall-to-wall coverage that's no different, honestly, than when CNN went wall-to-wall on Malaysia.
Hold on. Following that logic, let's say there was like a former comedian and performer for Saturday Night Live who never held political office, who was running for the Senate. HuffPost would cover that as entertainment, right?
Sure.
Or how about Al Franken, his Senate run
Ronald Reagan.
In 2008?
I mean, you can't, it is, but, I'm sorry.
You know, how about an A-list Hollywood actress who had never run for office, who was considering a Senate campaign? You've covered that, not in your entertainment pages, right? How about Ashley Judd on HuffPost Politics in 2014? And how about a businessman and pizza mogul who had the 999 plan, who's never run for president and was known for some great quotes that surely would be entertainment, right?